All India Radio presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Saira Mujtaba. The headlines. Newly elected BJP MPs meet today to formally elect Prime Minister Narendra Modi as their leader. Prime Minister says his government is even more determined to fulfill dreams of 130 crore Indians and create new India. World leaders congratulate Prime Minister Modi for Lok Sabha poll victory. DRDO successfully test fires indigenously developed 500 kg class-guided bomb from Sukhoi combat jet. And India bags 57 medals including 12 gold at India Open International Boxing Tournament in Guwahati. Efforts to form a new government at the centre has gained momentum. Newly elected BJP MPs will meet in New Delhi today to formally elect Prime Minister Narendra Modi as their leader. More from our correspondent.
After meeting of the BJP, Mr. Modi will be elected leader of the newly elected NDA MPs in a meeting at the Central Hall of Parliament in the evening. The Prime Minister is also expected to address the gathering. While the BJP has won 303 seats, the National Democratic Alliance NDA has 351 members in the Lok Sabha. During a meeting of NDA leaders on Tuesday, Mr. Modi had said that the coalition represents the country's expectations and ambitions. He had said the alliance represents India's diversity, it is best suited to address regional aspirations, and its agenda is India's progress. Anupam Mishra, AI News Delhi.
Mr. Modi yesterday called on President Ramnath Kovind and tendered his and his Council of Ministers' resignation. The President accepted the resignation and asked the Prime Minister and his Council of Ministers to continue till a new government is formed. Earlier yesterday, Union Cabinet chaired by the Prime Minister recommended the dissolution of the 16th Lok Sabha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and BJP President Amit Shah met party veterans Lal Krishna Advani and Murli Manohar Joshi. Mr. Joshi said that only BJP can provide firm governance to the people.
एक मजबूत सरकार बनाने का दृढ़ सरकार बनाने की आवश्यकता सारा देश महसूस करता है तो उसके लिए सिवाय भारतीय जनता पार्टी पार्टी के नाते और नरेंद्र भाई एक नेता के नाते कोई दूसरा विकल्प नहीं था
इन अ ट्वीट मिस्टर मोदी सेड द बीजेपीज सक्सेसेस टुडे वर पॉसिबल बिकॉज ग्रेट्स लाइक मिस्टर आडवाणी एंड मिस्टर जोशी स्पेंड डेकेड्स बिल्डिंग द पार्टी एंड प्रोवाइडिंग अ फ्रेश आइडियोलॉजिकल नैरेटिव टू द पीपल Formation of new government will kick off after the Election Commission notification, which will have the names of newly elected Lok Sabha MPs. Once the notification gets President Ramnath Kovind's approval, the process of constitution of the 17th Lok Sabha will formally begin. The Election Commission is likely to meet today to finalize the list of the winning candidates to be handed over to the President. The term of the present Lok Sabha ends on June the 3rd. Polls were held in 542 of the 543 seats and the election in Vellore parliamentary seat was cancelled by the Election Commission, citing excessive use of money power. This is the first time that a non-Congress party will take over at the centre for the second term consecutively. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that his government is even more determined to fulfil the dreams of 130 crore Indians and create the new India that all of us dreamt of. In a tweet, after submitting his resignation to the President, Mr. Modi said, "The sun sets on this term, but the brightness our work has brought will continue to illuminate the lives of millions." He said, "A new dawn awaits, a new term beckons." World leaders have congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi on his party's victory in general election. In his message, US President Donald Trump said, "Mr. Modi is a great man and leader." White House said Mr. Trump and Mr. Modi have agreed to meet at the G20 summit in Japan next month. British Prime Minister Theresa May said she is looking forward to the UK's relationship with India continuing to go from strength to strength during Mr. Modi's second term. Russian President Vladimir Putin said PM Modi would further strengthen the long-standing friendship between the people of both the countries and enhance the special and privileged strategic partnership that bind the two countries. Warmly felicitating the Prime Minister, Sri Lankan President Maithripala Sirisena noted the enhanced engagements between the two neighbours and expressed his desire to further deepen the ties between the two countries. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina extended heartiest congratulations to Mr. Modi on his party's landslide victory. Afghanistan President Ashraf Ghani, in a tweet, congratulated Prime Minister on getting a strong mandate from the people of India. Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan, in a tweet, said he is looking forward to working with Mr. Modi for peace, progress and prosperity in South Asia. Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, Vice President and Prime Minister of the United Arab Emirates and ruler of the Emirate of Dubai, has also congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi on his poll victory. Earlier, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi and Deputy Supreme Commander of the UAE Armed Forces, had called up Prime Minister Modi to congratulate him on his historic victory in the general elections. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said he and Mr. Modi will keep working together to improve the lives of Canadians and Indians through education and innovation, investing in trade and fighting climate change. International Monetary Fund IMF has said it is looking forward to working with the new government of Prime Minister Modi. IMF spokesperson Jerry Rice said India's reforms and future direction should continue to focus on achieving faster and more inclusive growth with low inflation. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani, President of the European Union Jean-Claude Juncker and President of the European Council Donald Tusk have joined a growing list of international heads who have extended their greetings to Mr. Modi. For quick news updates, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts. In Andhra Pradesh, the YSR Congress Legislature Party will meet in Amravati today to elect party chief Vice Jagan Mohan Reddy as its leader unanimously. All the newly elected 151 party MLAs will attend the meeting. Party members from the Legislative Council have also been asked to attend the meeting. After the Legislature Party meeting, there will be a meeting of YSR Congress Parliamentary Party. Before swearing-in ceremony, Jagan Reddy is planning to visit his constituency, Pulivendula, to pay homage at his father's Samadhi. More from our correspondent.
The first step in the formation of new government in Andhra Pradesh is taking place today, with YSR Congress Legislature Party meeting in a couple of hours to elect its leader of House in Legislative Assembly. The 151 party MLAs will pass an unanimous resolution declaring Jagan Mohan Reddy as their leader. Along with party MLAs, Jagan Reddy will meet the governor in Hyderabad in the evening and submit the list of his party MLAs and stake his claim to form the government. After meeting the governor, Jagan Reddy may meet Telangana Chief Minister Chandrasekhar Rao and invite him to attend his swearing-in ceremony on May 30th. Meanwhile, arrangements are under full swing for the swearing-in ceremony and a venue is being scouted that can accommodate 5 lakh gathering. Suprashanti for AIR News from Vijayawada.
In Madhya Pradesh, residents of urban areas avoided pressing none of the above or no-ta option in the state, but at the same time, people of tribal-dominated seats actively used no-ta while exercising their franchise in the 17th Lok Sabha polls. Our correspondent reports that in Madhya Pradesh, no-ta got less than 1% of the total votes polled in the state that has 29 Lok Sabha seats.
Nota received the highest number of votes in Ratlam Jhabua parliamentary seat of the state. Mandla remained second with the around 32,000 votes, while Nota received around 22,000 votes in Baitul and 20,000 votes in Chindwara seat. Shahdol remained in the fifth place in none of the above option votes. On the Bhopal seat, Nota received a total of 5,430 votes, while only 5,045 people of Indore pressed the Nota option. Nearly 4,000 people of Jabalpur and 5,000 people of Gwalior also choose Nota option. Nota received the lowest 2,098 votes in Morena Lok Sabha seat. Sanjeev Sharma, AIR News, Bhopal.
The Congress has convened a meeting of the Party Working Committee in New Delhi today. At the meeting, top Congress leaders will deliberate on the reasons of the party's loss in Lok Sabha elections and assess them. Party President Rahul Gandhi, UPA Chairperson Sonia Gandhi and former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh are expected to attend the meeting. The party suffered a loss for the second time in a row at the hands of the Narendra Modi-led BJP. It had bagged only 52 seats in the recently concluded election. In Gujarat, at least 20 children died and 16 others injured in a major fire that broke out in a building in Sarthana area of Surat yesterday. The fire broke out in the smart design studio where children were taking drawing and art classes. Fire brigade sources said that they received a call at around 4 p.m. and the fire was controlled in around 2 hours. The injured children have been admitted in municipal and other nearby hospitals. Chief Minister Vijay Rupani also rushed to the spot last night to overview the rescue operation and treatment of the injured children. He ordered high-level inquiry in the incident. Our correspondent reports that state government has announced 4 lakh rupees cash assistance to the families of each victim.
According to the eyewitnesses, following the fire spread on the stairs, many students started jumping from the third floor of the complex. There were 16 girl students among the total death. According to some survivors, there was no way out for students to escape from the spot. Local authorities in Ahmedabad, Vadodara, Rajkot and other cities have ordered the closure of all educational institutions till the full fire safety measures implemented. Yogesh Pandya, Air News, Ahmedabad.
Defence Research and Development Organisation, or DRDO, has successfully test-fired an indigenously developed 500 kg class-guided bomb from a Sukhoi combat jet at Pokhran in Rajasthan. Defence Ministry said in New Delhi that the guided bomb achieved the desired range and hit the target with high precision. More from our correspondent.
The test firing of the guided bomb came 2 days after the Indian Air Force successfully test-fired the aerial version of the supersonic BrahMos cruise missile from a Sukhoi jet at the Andaman and Nicobar Islands. The BrahMos air-to-surface missile with a range of around 300 km together with guided bomb will significantly enhance the IAF's combat capability. Meanwhile, IAF's Russian-made AN-32 aircraft has been formally fleet-certified to fly on blended biojet fuel. The approval is an acknowledgement of the meticulous testing using the indigenous biojet fuel by the IAF. This is Ritu Srivastava from News Desk.
British Prime Minister Theresa May has announced that she would resign as the UK's Conservative leader on June the 7th in the best interests of the country, paving the way for a contest to decide the new Prime Minister after she failed to win over her ministers with a revised strategy to withdraw Britain from the European Union. UK Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt, during a meeting with May at Downing Street on Thursday, is said to have expressed his dissatisfaction with her renewed attempt at getting her controversial Brexit withdrawal agreement bill through the House of Commons. India bags a total of 57 medals, including 12 gold, 18 silver and 27 bronze at India Open International Boxing Tournament in Guwahati. MC Mary Kom, Shiva Thapa, L. Sarita Devi and Naman Tawar won gold in their respective finals. The London Olympic bronze medalist blew away the challenge of Vanlal Duati in a facile 5-0 win. This was Mary's second gold in the tournament, having won in 48 kg last year in the capital. In men's 69 kg, Ashish clinched the gold, while in women's 57 kg category, Neeraj won the final. And now for an overview of today's newspapers, it's over to Sanjay Mattu.
Thank you, Saira. The second innings of PM Modi, many Congress leaders sending in their resignations, and the tragic fire accident in Surat are some of the main stories across dailies today. After Modi meets President, decks clear for new government, fresh faces likely, writes the Hindu Business Line. The Pioneer headline reads, MPs to pick Modi for second innings, NDA 2 government formation to be set in motion today. CWC Meet Today will take call on Rahul's quit offer, reports the Asian Age. The Indian Express writes, Rahul's negative campaign didn't work, senior Congress leaders on eve of CWC. The Economic Times reports, ED asks High Court to cancel Vadra's bail. 20 students die as fire engulfs commercial complex in Surat is a headline in The Statesman. Papers also highlight the stock market upswing after the results of the Lok Sabha polls. The Financial Express writes, benchmark surge to lifetime highs on Modi euphoria. And with that, it's back to you, Saira.
Thanks, Sanjay. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Newly elected BJP MPs meet today to formally elect Prime Minister Narendra Modi as their leader. Prime Minister says his government is even more determined to fulfill dreams of 130 crore Indians and create new India. World leaders congratulate Prime Minister Modi for Lok Sabha poll victory. DRDO successfully test fires indigenously developed 500 kg class guided bomb from Sukhoi combat jet. And India bags 57 medals including 12 gold at India Open International Boxing Tournament in Guwahati. With that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.